What is the main problem the proposed method aims to solve in the field of text-to-image models?
The main problem the proposed method aims to solve in the field of text-to-image models is the evaluation of image-text alignment. The paper addresses the challenge of reliably evaluating the correspondence between generated images and given text prompts, referred to as alignment. This is a crucial issue because even high-quality generated images may not fully capture all aspects of the prompt. The proposed method focuses on creating a comprehensive and discriminative benchmark, Gecko 2K, consisting of two subsets, Gecko R and Gecko S, which are tagged with skills to thoroughly evaluate T2I models. The method also addresses the issue of designing human experiments to collect gold standard data by comparing different annotation templates and their impact on model comparisons. Additionally, the paper introduces an auto-eval metric, Gecko, which achieves state-of-the-art results by improving question generation, filtering hallucinated questions, and enhancing VQA scoring to better measure image-text alignment. Overall, the proposed method aims to provide a more thorough and accurate evaluation of T2I models by addressing the challenges in prompt set creation, human judgment collection, and auto-eval metric development.
How does the method address the alignment issue between image and text prompts in detail?
The method addresses the alignment issue between image and text prompts in detail by introducing a comprehensive skill-based benchmark called Gecko 2K, consisting of two subsets, Gecko R and Gecko S. Gecko R is curated by resampling from existing datasets to improve the distribution of skills, while Gecko S is a curated skill-based dataset with sub-skills to diversify the difficulty and content of prompts. The prompts in Gecko S are generated in a controlled manner, focusing on 12 skills falling into 5 categories, named entities, text rendering, language linguistic complexity, relational, action spatial scale, and attributes, color count, surfaces, shape, style. The method also collects human judgments using different annotation templates, such as Likert scale, word level alignment, DSGH, and side-by-side SXS, to evaluate image-text alignment. By comparing the results across these templates, the method identifies reliable prompts where annotators agree across models and templates, ensuring a consistent evaluation of alignment. Additionally, the method introduces an auto-eval metric called Gecko, which enforces coverage of the prompt, filters out hallucinated questions, and improves VQA scoring to achieve state-of-the-art results in measuring alignment. Through these steps, the method systematically evaluates and addresses the alignment issue between image and text prompts by providing a comprehensive benchmark, collecting human judgments using various templates, and introducing an effective auto-eval metric.
What are the theoretical or practical benefits of using the Gecko 2K benchmark in comparison to existing datasets for evaluating T2I models?
The theoretical and practical benefits of using the Gecko 2K benchmark in comparison to existing datasets for evaluating T2I models are significant. The Gecko 2K benchmark offers a more comprehensive and discriminative evaluation of T2I models by curating a fine-grained skill-based benchmark with good coverage. Unlike existing datasets that may be biased or poorly representative of the challenges of specific skills, Gecko 2K collates prompts across sub-skills for each skill, ensuring a more thorough evaluation. Additionally, Gecko 2K introduces two new prompt sets, Gecko R and Gecko S, where Gecko R extends existing benchmarks by improving the distribution of skills and lifting length limits, while Gecko S focuses on generating prompts in a controlled manner for skills not well represented in previous work. This approach allows for a more detailed assessment of model capabilities across various skills and sub-skills. Furthermore, Gecko 2K gathers a large number of annotations per image across multiple templates, enabling a more reliable estimation of image-text alignment and model performance. By comparing annotation templates, Gecko 2K identifies the impact of different templates on model ordering, demonstrating the importance of selecting appropriate templates for evaluation. The benchmark also introduces a subset of reliable prompts where annotators agree across models and templates, ensuring consistency in model ordering across different evaluation scenarios. Moreover, the Gecko metric developed within the Gecko 2K benchmark achieves state-of-the-art results by improving upon existing auto-evaluation metrics. The Gecko metric enforces coverage of the prompt, filters out hallucinated questions, and normalizes VQA scores, leading to more accurate and interpretable evaluations of T2I models. Overall, the Gecko 2K benchmark provides a more comprehensive, discriminative, and reliable evaluation framework for T2I models compared to existing datasets, offering a more nuanced understanding of model performance across a wide range of skills and sub-skills.
How is the Gecko metric different from existing QA-based metrics, and how does it improve the alignment scoring process?
The Gecko metric differs from existing QA-based metrics in several key ways. Firstly, it improves the coverage of questions over the text sentence by splitting the QA generation into two steps, indexing visually groundable words in the sentence, and generating QA pairs for each word labeled in an iterative manner. This ensures a more comprehensive and controllable QA generation process, especially for complex or detailed text descriptions. Secondly, it filters out hallucinated QA pairs using a natural language inference (NLI) model to measure the factual consistency between the text and QA pairs, ensuring that only factually aligned QA pairs are retained. Lastly, it normalizes VQA scores to account for uncertainty in predictions, ensuring a more robust and accurate alignment scoring process. Overall, the Gecko metric's improvements in coverage, filtering out hallucinations, and score normalization make it more reliable and effective in evaluating image-text alignment compared to existing QA-based metrics.
What are the key findings and results of comparing different annotation templates in the evaluation of T2I models using Gecko 2K benchmark?
The key findings and results of comparing different annotation templates in the evaluation of T2I models using the Gecko 2K benchmark are as follows. 1. The choice of annotation template significantly impacts the evaluation outcomes of T2I models on the Gecko 2K benchmark. 2. Different annotation templates, such as Likert Scale, Word Level Alignment, WL, DSGH, and Side-by-Side SXS, lead to varying levels of inter-annotator agreement and data quality. 3. The comprehensive study conducted on four main annotation templates revealed that SDXL performs best on Gecko R subset, while Muse excels on Gecko S subset. 4. Across templates, there is consistency in model ordering on Gecko S, but results are noisier on Gecko R, demonstrating the influence of prompt sets on model comparisons. 5. Ambiguous, subjective, or hard to depict prompts were identified, leading to the introduction of a subset of reliable prompts where annotators agree across models and templates. 6. The use of reliable prompts in Gecko R resulted in a more consistent model ordering across templates, particularly with fine-grained annotation templates. 7. The study highlighted the impact of annotation templates on model comparisons and emphasized the importance of selecting appropriate templates for evaluating T2I models effectively. 8. The findings underscored the significance of reliable prompts in enhancing the consistency and reliability of model evaluations across different annotation templates. 9. The analysis demonstrated the importance of considering the design and background of annotators when selecting annotation templates for evaluating T2I models. 10. Overall, the results emphasize the need for careful consideration of annotation templates to ensure accurate and consistent evaluations of T2I models on the Gecko 2K benchmark.
What are the limitations or drawbacks of the Gecko R prompt set, and how does the method propose to address them?
The limitations of the Gecko R prompt set include not covering all the skills desired for evaluation, lacking sub-skills, and evaluating multiple skills in a single prompt, making it challenging to pinpoint specific areas of difficulty for models. To address these limitations, the method proposes resampling from existing datasets to improve the distribution of skills, lifting the length limit on prompts, and introducing Gecko S as a curated skill-based dataset with sub-skills. By resampling, the method obtains a dataset with better coverage over a variety of skills and longer prompts. Additionally, Gecko S focuses on generating prompts in a controllable manner, diversifying the difficulty and content of prompts by dividing skills into sub-skills. This approach ensures a more comprehensive evaluation of models' abilities and allows for a finer-grained analysis of their performance. Overall, the method aims to provide a more detailed and discriminative evaluation of T2I models by addressing the limitations of the Gecko-R prompt set through the development of Gecko-S with subskills and controlled prompt generation.